5.1, presentation by Watson and Associates Economists Limited regarding 2025 ward boundary review and council composition interim report. And this is a continuation of a conversation that we had started. So I'll ask staff to introduce our presenter again, and then we will move back into our QA session and discussion.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. So just as you stated, this is a continuation of the discussion that we had in November, where staff and the consultant presented the interim report outlining the findings thus far. So we have our consultant from Watson & Associates, Mr. Jack Amendalia, here. He will provide a short synopsis of the information that has been presented thus far, just highlighting some of the key points, and he will be available to answer any questions from council. So I will turn it over to Jack. Thank you very much.
Hello to everyone. Thanks for having me here again today. Like was mentioned, I'll be really brief with the presentation. It's really just to provide a little bit of context and a refresher from where we were at last time. And then, like the mayor said, we can jump right into comments and questions. So just a little bit about what we talked about last time. And this is really related to the preliminary options and interim report that we prepared for council and the public. So we talked a little bit about the existing ward system, and just as a reminder, what this screen is showing is the existing ward map on the right. Ward 1 is a bit covered up by the screen of me right now, but it's in that little square at the bottom right. Ward 2 is the larger rural area. And it's important to note the table that we have on the left-hand side, because we use those tables over and over again to evaluate not only the existing system, but then to go on to evaluate any possible examples and ultimately to evaluate any recommendations that we may make to council. That table is based on the guiding principles, and we talked a lot about that at the last meeting. Ultimately, a lot of our evaluation as objective and independent consultants relates back to those guiding principles that we've established for this study. And the bottom left shows the population by ward. Important to note, we talked a little bit last time about proportional representation versus population by ward. What we're showing is population by ward. And ideally, again, according to the guiding principles, we would like to have ward populations about 25% above or below the average ward population. So when we look at the existing system, we find that population parity doesn't exist, again, based on the ward populations. We talked about proportional as well. A proportional basis, if we looked at it just divided strictly by the number of counselors, ward 1 is about 15% above the average population. I think ward 2 is about 69% of the average. So even when we look at it proportionally, it's still a little bit outside those ideals. There's still a bit of a 1500 population difference between ward 2 and ward 1, even proportionally, a lot more obviously when we look at it by wards. From a community of interest perspective, we say it's partially successful because it does identify and keep lines and divisions between the urban and rural areas, so it recognizes those communities, but within those wards, it doesn't go on to differentiate between some of the different communities in the rural area, as well as different divisions in or quote urban area. And then geographic and topographical boundaries, or the ward boundaries clear, identifiable, we say yes. So ultimately we give the existing system a partially successful grade. The other things we looked at, and this relates to some of the discussion, I think, and why we continued our conversation today, we started to talk about a few concepts that ultimately can have an impact on what the ward system could look like in Port Hope. So one thing we talked about was the role of deputy mayor. This varies across Ontario. In some places, you have a deputy mayor that's elected at large. Some places work like your municipality, where the deputy mayor is selected from amongst the elected councillors. And a lot of places don't have a deputy mayor at all. If we get into this conversation a bit later, and there's some questions, there's an interesting paper that just came out from a colleague of mine that reviewed deputy mayor stats across Ontario's municipalities. So there's some interesting numbers there that we can go over if you like. Ultimately, I think what it shows is similar to what we talked about last time, is there's no model. There's no clear winner in terms of should it be elected, should it be selected, should you have one at all. It varies, like a lot of things I think we've talked about so far to date with regard to composition and ward boundary, really varies across the province. I think it's really unique to your place. And then the other thing that we talked about was size of council. And so really what we tried to get at with the deputy mayor conversation and with size of council, and then ultimately with the different examples that we provided in the report, where if we can get an idea of how we're leaning towards a deputy mayor as a separate position or status quo as to what it is now, obviously that can have an impact on council. If you elect the deputy mayor at large in addition to the council you have now, obviously it goes up by one. Other things we looked at were keeping a deputy mayor elected at large, but going down by one councillor to keep the council the same size. And we actually looked at some configurations that look at council going down by one. So they're very interrelated, or they can be anyways, in terms of any decisions made about deputy mayor, ultimately any decisions made about the size of council as well. And then what we tried to do is we'll get back to these questions in a second, but ultimately what we tried to do is provide examples to council and the public, different ward configurations that look at all of these things, that look at what if we had a council size of 6 or 7 or 5, different configurations to show you what the boundaries could look like. So ultimately we'll get back to these questions and we'll continue the conversation from last time about deputy mayor position, about council size. And then the last thing that we tried to do with the examples is we also tried to look at them in two ways. One that maintains the existing urban and rural divisions between Ward 1 and Ward 2. And so we gave examples, looking again at all the different sizes, with or without deputy mayor, urban and rural division status quo. And we looked at everything exactly the same way, but in the absence of keeping this urban and rural divide, trying to break things up and looking at mixing some of these boundaries. One, again, the first example that maintains that urban-rural division status quo as it is today, really focuses on maintaining that rural interest. It focuses on maintaining a status quo, like I said, or something familiar in terms of lines, something that's been ongoing here since amalgamation. But it's clear that in terms of population parity, it becomes difficult to achieve. The other way of looking at it says if we want to depart from that urban-rural division that we've had historically and start to blur those lines, then we can focus a little bit more on population parity. But obviously, like I said, those lines start to get a bit blurry. So those are really the main concepts that we're looking at, and the continued discussion from last time. The importance or whether the municipality wants to look at a deputy mayor as a separately elected at-large role, what impacts that may or may not have on composition, whether we want to look at options that start to move away from the urban and rural divisions that exist now. And I think one thing to add to that that came up last time as well was examining or exploring some questions about ward system versus at-large. So I think I'm going to stop there because I want to leave a lot of time for comments and questions. So I will turn it back over to the mayor.